Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Patrick Waugh from the Colorado Avalanche, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Arias.
Welcome back to the Apex in Las Vegas as we get ready for Fight Night 234 this Saturday, the Consumer Electronics Show tomorrow. A lot of broadcasts coming up, the PGA Show, the St. Pete Boat Show, WWE Royal Rumble, and then some football game that's back out here in a couple weeks. The Super Bowl, that's right, will be broadcasting. So a lot of times things just happen, and all for the right reason, right? So Tara comes up and says, hey, do you got a couple minutes? Manel Cape is standing right outside the door. And we're like, yeah, let's hit the top of the break. And this is why it makes sense. Knockout Radio, Manuel, how are you, sir?
I'm very good.
Nice to meet you. Appreciate your time. The former Knockout champion.
Yes.
So it just makes sense that you came and sat down and talked a little with us.
Definitely. This is Knockout. This is make for me.
So we always ask, especially when we're here at the Apex, it's fight week. Mm. Is it all the same? Do you treat them all the same? You know, and I know that's probably a question you get all the time, but I am curious because, you know, it's like, you know, a schedule. You know, you're used to Wednesday you do this, Thursday you do this. Yeah. Or do you purposely try to change it up because the next 3 days, you know, the gets monotonous. It's, you know, the leading up to what you got to do on Saturday.
Actually, every camp is different. Every fight camp I have, every fight is totally different. I try to do different things too to don't become boring. And of course, we have all this schedule in fight week. But it's fun. It's fun.
After your last fight, a lot of times fighter goes, you know, I want to stay active. I want to fight again real soon. Was this, I mean, you just fought like, what, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago?
Yeah. I supposed to fight December against Kai Kara, but he didn't show up again. So I just want to be busy. I just want to work. You know, this is what I do. This is because I'm a fighter, you know. We have to fight, you know. And I just believe that we are fighter. We have to fight. And we are here January again.
I had a friend of mine, he played in the NFL and he then came to the UFC. He fought at UFC 100, Marcus Jones. And Marcus always told me about his profession, which was football, our football, not his, which is soccer.
Real football.
Yeah, you're right. After I said that, I'm in trouble. Now it's two against one and two fighters. This isn't going to go well. You know, his comment was, he didn't even like football, American football.
Yes.
I'm just good at it. Mm. You know, I got paid a lot of money, and then he got into MMA, and he loved it. And so I tend to ask this as well. You're good at what you do. Yes. I mean, do you like fighting, or it's just, it's what you do? It's how you make a living, and it's how you live.
I love fighting, of course. If I'm doing this, if I'm good at what I do, it's because I love. No one can do something and not love what you're doing. If you don't love what you do, you don't gonna have success in what you do. So I think part of my success is because I love to fight, and fighting is in my blood. It's my family. My father was a former world champion in boxing, and all my family they are boxing fighters. My brothers. So fighting is in part of my blood, in part of my life.
So listen, we just spoke before that obviously you're very well traveled, but you now live here live in Vegas.
Yes.
Your last fight when you were in Australia, the distance of going there, what do you prefer? Do you prefer getting away from Vegas and all of the distractions of being at home to go somewhere to be there for fight week away from home? Or do you prefer that you only live 15 minutes from the Apex?
People think that Vegas is a distraction, but Vegas is not distraction. Vegas can be very, very good, you know, even to live, to training, to fight. Of course, have the distraction. Actually, it's funny because I have more distraction when I live in Thailand than in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, when people think Vegas is crazy.
Sure, yeah.
But I love live here, actually. I just don't like to fight outside because I have to pack my bags and all this stuff. Yeah. And I have a lot of things I don't know how to choose, you know. This it's just because I don't like to fight outside. I like to fight in Vegas. 15 minutes home, you know, it's very easy.
That's great. That's great. So listen, obviously this fight week, you know, people don't necessarily sometimes understand what a fighter goes through in an 8-week, 12-week camp.
Yes.
What's the first thing you're looking forward to doing on Sunday? Are you looking forward to having a beer or a piece of cake or a pizza? Or are you looking forward to
eat? I love cook, you know. I'm a master in the kitchen, so I want to have my barbecue, you know. I want to go to a nice restaurant and then cook at home some good food to my friends, you know.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm looking for, to eat a real food.
I'm just making plans to go hang out, you know. Super Bowl week, we'll have some barbecue, you know. We'll
some
do
barbecue,
some
barbecue, some octopus. I do
octopus. Oh, enough with sports and radio. We could talk food.
Are you someone that, well, once you've been through it, you know, are you someone that allows yourself 2 or 3 weeks off of training, so you can just eat what you want, relax with the family and your friends, and then get back to it? Or are you one of those people that, I'll have one day, I'll have some barbecue, and then I'm back in the gym working on things? How do you approach it?
Actually, I take 1 week off. But most of the time, I eat whatever I want, you know.
Sure.
I just restrict myself, like, 4 or 3 weeks of the fight. But normally at night, you're going to see me in Instagram. I always post some good, nice food, me cooking, you know. All this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I enjoy myself. Yeah.
Sure.
Actually, when I'm in fight camp, I do a lot of stuff. I'm not just focusing on fight, but I have a healthy routine.
Okay.
And try to enjoy everything what I have, you know.
Right, okay.
All right, since we are broadcasting from the Apex, just for a second, let's talk about Saturday night, Fight Night 234. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
You know, about Nicolau, I faced him one time. I beat him. And I'm going to beat him again. He's a well-round fighter, but he's good fighter, but have a very big difference than be good and be excellence. And I'm excellence, and Saturday night I'm going to knock him out, him, definitely 100% sure, on my first round.
What's it like? You know, you're the fighter. I'm just an old, fat radio guy. You know, I have made that walk, as a matter of fact.
Hey, you're not old.
I appreciate that. And I take it back. I have made that walk because I walked with Matt Hughes in London at UFC 40 whatever, but I'm not a fighter. What is that walk like? What are you thinking about? Or are you trying not to think and just trying to, next thing you know, you're in the octagon, next thing you hear Bruce? Talk us through that.
No, when I'm facing the octagon, I want to be there. I wanna feel, you know. This is when I release everything, all the energy, what I have inside. And I think, right now, I'm here. I want to fight because I love the show. I love when people watch me. This is the kind of me. Everything what I do, I like to people watch me. So when I go into to the octagon, I'm going to the violence. I really love the fighting, and just ease in my head.
Well, you know, I always talk about this, you know, and I've covered the UFC. I think I mentioned it since UFC 1. And, you know, at the very beginning, you know, cockfighting and this and that, and we kept trying to say and teach and educate. You know, and I'm always amazed, but like to talk about to educate, you know, the others, the light switch. I mean, you seem like the nicest guy in the world, you know, laid back, enjoying life, the whole nine yards. And I can picture that light switch, you know, when you step in there, and you've talked about the violence. You know, what's that light switch? When does that happen?
You know, it's funny because everybody say this about myself. I'm just a two different person in the fight and after the fight. But I like fight, you know. I like fight, and
you made that clear.
I like fight. In school, when I was a kid, I always fighting, you know, and so I find the way to fight, you know, on proper
legally,
rules,
legally and make money
So
there's nothing better.
Well, listen, we just spoke with all before you came on. We've been talking about American football,
yes.
Real football.
Yes.
Who's your team?
Soccer.
Who do you follow?
No, I was a very good soccer. I don't know if you guys see my videos, but I was like the best. But I follow, you know, right now, before I, when I was more into to soccer, of course, I follow my city, Porto.
Yeah.
Porto. I'm a big fan of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay.
You know, but Porto, my city, I follow.
I was there. So when Porto won the UEFA Cup.
Yeah, UEFA Cup.
When they with beat Mourinho. When they beat Celtic. Because I'm a Rangers fan from Glasgow.
Yeah.
But we just happened to be there, and we went cheering Porto on because Celtic we hate.
Yes.
So we were all we were in Oporto that night, and we went to,
and we
went to the big fan fest, and they had it on the screen. It was amazing. It was amazing. So that's
Porto
that's,
is a,
yeah.
Is,
Oh, it's beautiful big, city big, as well.
Beautiful.
Very, very beautiful city.
Good stuff, Manuel. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you.
We're
so going to
take your address. We're going to mail you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some products from Bucked Up Energy Drink. If it's okay with you, I'm going to reach out to you. We'll be back in 3 weeks for the Super Bowl. And the one thing that I'd like to do,
of course,
is eat.
Easy. And the one thing that I like to do is cook. So.
There you go.
Perfect match.
Nothing better than that. All right, let's hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the Apex, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator.
What's up, Florida? This is Sam Madison of the New York Giants, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms. Imagine vibrant banners fluttering in the wind, attention-grabbing vehicle wraps cruising the streets, and professional signs that showcase your brand with impact. At Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, we specialize in turning your ideas into visual masterpieces. Give us a call at 727-522-7414. Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, your compass to effective marketing.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back live from the Apex. No, it didn't have the headset on long enough. You would have loved that last liner.
What was it?
God, if you can replay that liner real quick, tell me if you like this one.
Okay.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Great Bert Sugar.
This is how I met Bert Sugar. Okay, should be no surprise. The street of Detroit, I'm walking to, it was either the All-Star game. It was probably the All-Star game. I don't think it was the Super Bowl. I don't remember, but it was a big game. And we start talking MMA.
Right.
He hated MMA.
Yeah.
And my question to him, the same one that I made to Wilbon on ESPN, is, have you ever watched it?
Yeah.
And we talked about it, and he finally watched it. And I don't remember if he liked it then or not, which I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is, at least, and that's why I went to Power Slap.
Yeah.
You know, how can you, you know, it, be educational about it, educated about it, if you've never seen it? You have to see it.
Yeah.
Not even see it on TV, especially when you're 4 miles away. You've got to go to it.
Yeah.
And then as life played on, he became my boxing expert.
Yeah.
And every time, I think he was Showtime. Every time there was a fight, he would be on the week before the fight.
Yeah.
The great
Burnt Sugar. Yeah.
Burnt Sugar.
There's not many of those. Not many of those guys left.
Matt, are you still alive? You still breathing?
I'm here. I actually chimed in, you know, the last segment, but I was denied.
By who?
You. You didn't respond to my text.
The one that said no?
No, after that one.
After that.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Doesn't say no?
No, I'm just here.
No. All right, well, what's your comment?
Too late now. I was talking about octopuses. He said that he likes to grill or cook octopus, and it just got me thinking about, you know, the first image when I see a giant octopus is Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And that's because my friend Tony Salazar, he's got a tattoo of a great white shark, and then the giant octopus has got his eight limbs wrapped around the shark in like a submission. And I was like, it always stuck out to me. And I'm like, man, it's like critical thinking outside the box. I'm like, why did you did a tattoo of an octopus wrapped around a great white? He said, because the world assumes that the great white is the predator of the sea. It's the most feared animal in the ocean, but it's not. It's actually there's like five other deadly predators. So killer whales, the great white shark, polar bears, leopard seals, and sea lions are the top five of the most deadly marine predators. But in my opinion, I think the giant octopus takes control, because if you have eight limbs, you have more control, more leverage.
That's true, but it's not necessarily true in this fact that I will tell you, someone who only has, well, I guess he has four limbs. When David Vieira wraps his arms and legs around you, you will feel like it's an octopus.
I mean, it's a great symbolism for the grappling game, right?
No, for sure. So a really good card this weekend, Fight Night 234. I had to make one. I hate those decisions, right? You know, and I know I throw them to you, I throw them to Jimmy, I throw them to Steve, and it's like, you don't know how to answer. Like, when people would ask me, all right, you know, we can get you this guest, can you send me 10 questions? And my response always is, I can't send you 10, I can send you one, because I don't know how you're going to answer the first question. You know, I may say the second question is going to be talking about basketball, and we go and we talk about rugby instead.
Sure.
So when it came to booking the flight, I was going to stay. Steve and I were going to stay till Sunday to cover Fight Night 234. And then something happened in the NFL last Sunday. The Buccaneers beat the Panthers by the tremendous score of 9-0.
Dominant.
Putting them into the playoffs to play the Philadelphia Eagles at home. Now, I'm going to ask both of you, as an upcoming NFL fan, Jimmy, and you, Matt, as somebody, you know, who knows a little bit about some things. If you would have guessed arguably the worst team in the playoffs, am I safe to say that?
The Buccaneers?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Potentially,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's look at them honestly. So wouldn't you think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playoff game against the Philadelphia Eagles would probably be the least watched game, which would typically tell you Saturday at 4 o'clock?
Right.
Right?
Sure.
So when I booked the flight, I changed it. I was able to change it one time because they changed, you know, the airlines changed the time, so you're able to change it. So I'm like, I got to go to the playoff game. I mean, that's part of what we do as well. So I change it to fly home Friday afternoon to be home for the 4 o'clock playoff game in Tampa. Jimmy, I don't know if you know this yet, but when they announced the schedule Monday, they have the Monday night game.
Yeah. Right. Unbelievable.
which is probably the granddaddy, right, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great time slot. Monday night, you know, getting flexed to prime time. And, yeah, and the game, that, because of injury, I think the Buccaneers can actually win.
You know, there's two ways to look at it, and I went to the press conference with Todd Bowles on Monday. And, yes, it's going to give Baker Mayfield one, possibly two, if it would have been the Saturday, more days to, you know, the ribs, the banging, everything that he's done. But if they win on Monday and then possibly have to play whoever, Dallas, San Fran, whoever it may be, on possibly Saturday, now those 2 days, and that's what Todd said, you know, whether it's the 2 days before or the 2 days after that we're going to gain or lose. But here's my theory. Let's worry about this playoff game before you worry about the next.
I'm sure all of those pads will help him.
Well, yeah, he's going to wear the whole, you know, but, you know, Baker Mayfield, and I said it from day one, Matt, and you know this, I love the guy. I love his determination, his heart. You know, there's quarterbacks that might be more talented,
yeah,
but I don't know many quarterbacks that will put their body to the extra yard to get the first down, to, you know, not live to play again. I'm going to take it now, not, you know, sure, have to punt and hope we get the ball back.
Yeah.
I know that he's made himself a lot of money. I think the Buccaneers re-sign him.
Well, yeah, I mean, he made his $1 million bonus by winning 9-0 on Sunday. Yeah. And, you know, but we talked about head coaches before, coaches that have no control or no, that, you know, lack that substance of respect from the, you know, the team, all the way to Jim Harbaugh, who's maybe the top coach right now in all of college or all of football total. Where does Todd Bowles stand with this 3 straight years of winning the title of the championship or the division? First time in franchise history.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't win all 3 years. He was the coordinator, you know, for the first one. But go ahead.
Does he keep his job? Does it matter what they do in the playoffs? Does he have to have a deep run? Is he safe because, you know, they hit this win streak at the end of the season or did something that no one expected them to do?
I think, and I can't answer for the Glazers, obviously. You know, there, people were calling people, you know, like it matters. You know, fire whoever. Come on. Like it matters. It's what the Glazers, it's what Jason Light, who has a great relationship with Todd Bowles, obviously. I think winning that game, I think if they would have lost on Sunday, I think better than 50%, Todd would have been gone. But also, and it's kind of like when Tony Dungy was asked about the Pittsburgh Steelers, and, you know, with Brent Graham, Mike Tomlin. He goes, in order to replace Mike Tomlin, you need a head coach that can do, and he listed like 10 things. And then he laughed and goes, oh, yeah, that's right. That's who they have.
Right.
You know, X amount of, you know, 10-win seasons, X amount of, you know. So, excuse me, you don't replace somebody just to replace them. You have to have somebody there, you know, that is better.
Yeah, and speaking of Tomlin, they unexpectedly beat the Baltimore Ravens last week.
Oh, can I ask a question here? It's a Tampa Bay question. I'm kind of curious. You say, obviously, it's owned by the Glazer family.
Correct.
So, in the
correct.
UK... in the UK,
correct.
Right.
So, I'm answering your question before you ask it.
So, in the UK,
right,
they also own Manchester United.
Correct.
The soccer team. Now, people... I love this because I don't like Manchester United, but... So
correct,
they have literally ruined this English institution with the way that they've operated the club. They've operated it as a business. The value of the business has gone through the roof, obviously. But the actual standard of football, the stadium, everything has declined under their stewardship. How do the fans of the Buccaneers react to the Glazers? Because the Glazers can't walk around Manchester without heavy security down because they're so disliked. How does that work with Tampa? Because obviously they've won Super Bowls, they've obviously done great things. How do the fans feel about it?
Okay, well, first, I did have whatever ESP, I said yes because I knew the question that you were going to ask. Yeah. I knew we were going there. The difference is they're not loved.
Yeah.
You know, I will say that. They are not loved. But the situation with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you would not know this, the first owner, Hugh Culverhouse, was so bad,
right,
that they still give the Glazers a pass because we remember
what it was like,
Hugh Culverhouse.
Okay,
you know, which was all about money, all about, sure, the bottom line, all about, you know, they were in negotiations and he wanted to instead of giving money to a player, give him land. Now, land would have been better,
yeah,
but, you know, that wasn't, okay, you know, okay, back in the day. They're not overly loved,
yeah,
but they're not hated like they are in England.
Yeah.
Because they are hated in England.
Well, they're hated on a certain side of Manchester. The other side,
right,
of Manchester,
right, loves them. Right.
Absolutely love them and want them to stay another 30 years.
As long as possible.
Yeah.
All right, let's hit this break so we can stay on schedule. Our next guest will be here momentarily. Florida's own, Jackson, Duval County's own, Preston Parsons, coming up shortly. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Vinyl Accelerant.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Are you ready for the fight? Don't miss the Tampa Bay Food Fight at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on January 30th from 6 to 9. Benefiting Metropolitan Ministries job training programs, watch live as your favorite chefs throw down in a culinary battle of the bay and feast on delicious cuisine from 50 restaurants. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and will sell out fast. Visit TampaBayFoodFight.org for more event info.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back in live in Las Vegas. Knockout Radio. 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator. Let's see what's back going on the mothership. What up, Matt?
So I'm on the New York Times website right now. Pat McAfee, the on-air personality for ESPN, slams his executive from ESPN in a network power shift. So going back to kind of like that, talking about, you know, the younger generation just doing what they want, the Jameis Winston making his own decisions. Here you have Pat McAfee, who's a star. Who is licensed his afternoon talk show to ESPN, has not faced any discipline after criticizing a network executive by name on air. And in that tirade that he went on, he even admitted that he didn't have any proof. It was just that he believed that this person was responsible for holding back the show and sabotaging the show from internal ESPN. So your thoughts on that culture of this new era, and once the dominant cable show, ESPN, dominated the cable network, now with streaming, they don't have as much leverage, or do they?
You really want me to talk about our upcoming guest at Radio Row at the Super Bowl? McAfee?
If he's still there. I mean, could this be enough to kick up, you know, put him in some, you know, type of ban or suspension or, you know, I mean, he obviously licensed his show, which is brilliant.
Right.
He's not an employee per se, but he does work within ESPN and different projects. So,
look at it this way, Matt. Matt, look at it this way. You talked about could he face suspensions. Look how bad that was for Michigan and Harbaugh.
Yeah, I mean, it still became the national champions.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But that's what we talked about. You know, it's employee, even though he's not an employee, he owns, you know, his show and license it and such. Normally in the past, it's easier to get rid of, you know, that executive than it is, obviously, the talent. What he's referring to, and I'm a little familiar with it, not much, but a little. Is it true? Is it not true? Is it, you know, again, you know, we don't know, but I don't think that Pat McAfee is going anywhere other than that big boot that he gets on Radio Row every year.
Yeah. No, I mean, he called the guy a rat. and then last week at the Indianapolis Colts game, he took a picture with the guy's superior for Disney, or, you know, the executive, kind of taunting him online publicly. So, but, you know, we're in a new era of, you know, chain of command and respect and, you know, outing people publicly. You know, it's really transitioned into all industry at this point, not just combat sport.
Well, Connor, you know, called Habib a rat. So, you know. Just saying.
Oh, can I ask? So, Pat McAfee, I've seen his show. He was a player, right?
Correct.
Yep.
A punter.
Oh, right, okay. So, okay. That, really? A punter? And he's like a massive star?
Well, he...
Was he... I don't know if that's the thing. I just wouldn't assume that you would go on to be kind of a well-known TV personality coming from a punting background, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to do a show with a couple punters, you know, with the Bucks. And right. Yeah, you're right, because you don't think of that.
Yeah, I mean, with all due respect, I'm sure it's incredible to do it. You just wouldn't necessarily think it's... They don't necessarily get the fanfare that maybe they deserve sometimes.
Well, here's what they typically say about special teamers, especially punters and kickers.
Yeah.
Okay? Is they have so much free time where the rest of the team is practicing.
Yeah.
You know, like the former punter, and I will say allegedly, even though I know this is to be true, while the Buccaneers were practicing, one former Tampa Bay Buccaneer punter was across the street at the driving range.
Right.
And that's his practice. He's hitting golf balls. But I don't necessarily think in this particular case that it's his position.
Yeah.
It's who he is, his persona. It's kind of like, have you seen the Kelseys, their podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, who would have ever thunk the center?
Yeah.
You know, typically the center is not a marquee, captain. He was just, and I don't know if you saw this, they just announced the first all-pro team, and both Kelseys are on it.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I think Taylor Swift is on it as well.
For
so
sure. Of course. Yeah.
I get what you're saying about the punter, but what, Matt?
Well, I mean, you're talking about an institution. You guys are talking about, you know, like certain coaches that would never have happened to, or organizations have a different standard of excellence. And when it's violated, they have to make, you know, decisions. And it used to be that ESPN, the headquarters in Bristol, was, you know, if you publicly criticize them, you lost your career. Tony Kornheiser was removed from the air for 2 weeks for remarking on Hannah Storm's clothing. Mr. Simmons was twice suspended from social media for feuding with ESPN-owned radio stations another time. And Ms. Keith Olbermann was suspended for going on Comedy Central and calling Bristol a godforsaken place. So, you know, you have this tradition and this history of being that network with those kind of regulations. And now you have your biggest star going out on the offensive. I think he does get some kind of backlash from this. I don't think this is going to go unpunished.
All right. Well, even if he is penalized, okay, and it's kind of like the Carolina Panther or the Jackson was who was it that threw the drink? It was the Panther owner. So the Carolina Panther owner, who is a billionaire, was fined $300,000 for throwing a cup of whatever on a fan.
Right.
Is a 300, which is sizable. I'm not, $300,000 is a lot of money to not only me, but to a billionaire. It's still $300,000.
Yeah.
Do you think that he lost, I don't know, 2 seconds of sleep on it? What kind of penalty, if you believe Pat McAfee either is going to get it or deserves it, would be substantial enough? The whole object of a penalty is so that you learn from it and, you know, you never fall and never do this again. So what, you know, a week suspension is not going to be anything. You know, you run replays.
I mean, they could shelf the show. I mean, you know, they could, you know, he's great when he does College Game Day and he goes live and he's, I mean, he's just that character, you know, that charisma. But, you know, you start losing opportunities or stop getting invited to do certain, you know, cameos on different projects. I think there will be some kind of back. I mean, it might not be public. They might not come out and publicly do it, but behind closed doors, they may just stop offering opportunity.
Do you not think that certain people, in general, people are just sick and tired of this over-sensitive environment now, especially the media has to be. You have to be so careful what you say here, and you're going to offend this person. This person's offended, and I don't think anything will happen to him based purely on the fact that he's a big star. People like him, and I think they'll just go, ah, you know what? It's fine. I agree with him, even if ESPN don't.
Okay, now I always do silly, stupid stuff anyway, but you know, would it be wrong of me to just start screaming Duval? Isn't that what we do? Isn't that what we do?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what we do.
There we do. All right. Duval in the house. Preston Parson, how are you?
I'm doing good. Feeling good.
Fight coming up here momentarily. How do you get through the next couple of days?
Next couple of days is just keeping my mind right. I'm still going to be moving around, spending some time in the cage, just get kind of used to being in there. But diet, the water process, that's what the next few days are looking like. Until Saturday, and then you know the game plan for that day.
Now, have you already told Dana Jacksonville, let's do this? You know, now that I'm here, you know, we need to be there.
I think I need to dominate this fight first, and then I might be able to put a bug in his ear.
All right, so I guess the two of you are acquaintances on Facebook. So, you know, when we got the list, he told me one or two things. So I don't know if this is true. Are you a Rocky Balboa guy?
100%. That's one of my motivations.
So, listen, one thing we like to do on this show.
So I brought my toy.
Oh man! But better keep that thing put away.
I got a bunch of them. So I just brought it. You know, I love Rocky.
But one thing we like to do is not ask you the same questions as everybody else.
I'm going to keep it far away because I don't want to lose it.
And you know, we always kind of joke that people will ask you and go, "Hey, how was fight week? How was training camp?" Like you're going to ever answer that correctly anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So you know, but where the Rocky stuff concerned, we said, right, let's talk about Rocky. Which is the best Rocky movie? Because we were talking about this and we've kept it until you came on. Which is the best Rocky movie?
So I've gone through phases in my life of which one I thought was the best. But now that I'm a little bit older, the first one and the second one are the best.
Okay.
It's hard to pick between the two.
I know what you're going to ask.
As a kid, the fourth one was my favorite.
Absolutely.
What's your most hated?
You know, the fifth. But that's still not a bad movie. Well, it's still a good movie.
Now,
it's still
worth watching. Do you want to ask the question?
Which one's your favorite?
Five.
Five?
Yeah. Five is my favorite. My ringtone is from Five.
That's awesome.
My ringtone is You Knock Him Down Once You Try Knocking Me Down.
Yep.
Now, I was born in Philly, you know, so I've been on that street. I love Five. I love the street fight. Mom, Dad's on TV, and he's fighting. You know, I love that part.
Like I said, it's still a great movie, but, like, that's the best movie of all time is one and two.
Oh, for sure.
But number five, sure. I would say, is lowest on my list. But it's still, like I said, it's definitely worth watching. It's one of my favorites.
He came in here thinking he was going to talk about Saturday, and we're talking about Rocky Balboa.
But like being a fighter, listen, I fought as a kid, and like literally, you would watch Rocky with my dad on the night, and in the morning, I was in the gym, like literally punching the, like it literally had that effect on me. It had effect on everyone else. Is that something that led you into being a fighter in the first place? Just wanting that rush?
100%. That's actually I get the same thing. I at the time when I watched that movie because. As soon as certain the training montages come on, I got to get up and do something.
All
right, so have you been to Philadelphia?
I have not.
Right, so we need to do that.
Yes, sir.
You need to do the tour. Now, some of the things that we all know about, you run the steps and Rocky's there. We've been there at like 2 in the morning. I'll show you these photos later. I'm on top of Rocky and, you know, all that stupid stuff. But there is grave sites at a real cemetery for Adrian and Pauly.
Really?
Now, Pauly just recently died,
right,
but there is two real grave sites there. You know, I've gone to the houses. You know, you go to do all that stuff. If you're
is there
a Rocky
chair stuck up in the tree?
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh,
what's your favorite scene of any movie? Obviously, I've already told you mine.
The second one, whenever Adrian starts watching at the very end, and he's just taking a beating and could barely stand, and there's just something emotional about that movie. But all around, but that part, I'd say during the fight at the end of the second. And then, obviously, the double knockdown, who got up 1 second sooner to win the fight.
All right, so now I need to ask just so I know if we're going to go have a really good time, okay? Because we need to do this, and I'll set it up. We may even drive the limo from Tampa, and we'll have the limo up there. If I take you to the church, will you get out of the car and scream for Father Carmine?
100%.
Oh, perfect. we're best friends.
I'll try to word it like him too.
So listen, right, but going to the fights. If you know, do you allow yourself to get a bit? You know, we talk about like a switch that happens, maybe on Thursday, Friday, or maybe even Saturday, or it may even just be while you're in the dressing room. Do you get emotional? Do you get quiet? Do you get annoyed? Do you get angry? Do you get focused? How do you, what's that 10 minutes like before the walk?
I get quiet. There's not much more to be said. Everything, the training was already put in. There's not maybe some last minute advice. Obviously, I'm still coherent, so I'm hearing what people are saying to me.
Sure.
But I like to be quiet. I like to be serious. I don't like any emotions at all.
Yeah.
My best fights have been not emotional, but as I'm walking to the cage, I feel like ready to get into a car crash. I'm ready to get in there and do some damage. I'm okay if I take damage.
Yeah.
So there is definitely a flip that switches, but it's not necessarily an angry or emotional or anything like that. Because it, for me personally, emotions don't do me so well.
No.
I'd like the reference to a car crash over, like, I hate, we'll either get to like each other or not. I hate the war. I'm going to war. You know, as a veteran, you're not going to war. You know, there are no bullets, there are
funnily
no bombs.
Enough, the reason, when you bring in that up, I was just about to ask, that whenever, like, I used to train, even still to this day now, I don't train as much now because I'm now fat, but when, you get a Rocky IV soundtrack on, War by Vince DiCola, which is one of the big instrumentals, it's just this thing, you literally walk, I could see myself going, if I ever fought in the UFC, I would use that as my walk. It's so cliched, I know, but there's something about that that gets you into it. So I don't mind that War reference.
I don't like the reference.
Okay.
I've even confronted some fighters. My one of my big pet peeves, and this is supposed to be about you, I don't like when fighters use flags as capes.
Right.
You know, because the flag is supposed to, you know, mean something. And then I've confronted one former Bellator fighter who his corner rolled it up and threw it in the spit bucket.
That's one thing. I have walked out with a flag prop a few times, and that's one thing I make sure that my corners – and my corners are veterans as well.
Oh, I can tell. Yeah, we've already connected.
Yeah, and so
I need to ask. I need to ask, though, what branch?
Talking about a Corps.
What branch? Just because more people have been in the Army. I just recently went to the Navy-Army game. It's not the Army-Navy.
Were you Navy?
I
respect all you guys.
No, for sure. Well, you don't have to respect Air Force and Coast Guard because they don't count. See? Right. So as you're walking to the cage, you know, are you just like flowing there? Are you thinking? Are you trying not to think? Are you thinking music?
So I do a lot of visualization. I do a lot of running, and that's when I do most of my visualization. So I don't just visualize the fight. I visualize the walkout. I visualize the getting in the cage, the moments where before the bell rings, because that's what really – that's a part of the dream. The dream was originally just walking out in the UFC is a huge deal. So I don't want to let that get to me. So I've visualized it 100 times. So whenever I am making that walk, it feels like I've done it 100 times already. So I'm more relaxed in that sense, and it helps me to stay calm and to just focus and to remember I'm not here to have fun. I'm here for one reason. It's a business trip. Get in there and do some damage. And that's my mindset going to the
What's the MMA scene in Duval? you know, in Jacksonville.
And it's growing quickly. We have Kuba Kashuba just won the European Lightweight Championship. We have Trey Waters, one of the best fighters in the world, UFC welterweight. We have Austin Lane, heavyweight in the UFC now. We have Ramon Taveras fighting next weekend. He's also in the UFC. So over the past 2 years, we have five fighters in the UFC, and we've been training for 15 years together now. There was no UFC fighters in Jacksonville when we first got started. Over the past 2 years, now there's five of us. And I'm proud to say that I was the first one from Jacksonville to make it to the UFC. Not that I opened the door for anybody else. No. These guys were going to get there on their own either way, because they're the reason I'm here. They're just as skilled as I am, if not better.
She can never take away when you're the first.
Right, but no, it is something I'm proud of. So that's something I can always say.
Was the change of opponent is that a real bind, or do you just focus on your fight and not really care, or was it a case of picking the opponent apart? That opponent falls out, you have to start picking this opponent apart. How do you kind of approach the person in front of you?
You know, I think this is a better matchup for me stylistically. Mm-hmm. Basel was definitely a tough grappler. It is a total different style change.
Yeah.
Going from fighting a grappler to a striker. But I train everything every day. You know, I'm not just a grappler. I'm not just a striker. I'm not just a jiu-jitsu guy. I'm a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. So we definitely are. We made some adjustments to the game plan. Yeah. Of what we're setting up. What feints we're going to throw, looking for different reactions out of the guy. But I was already in shape. I was already ready for a tough, grinding fight because, again, the first guy I was going to fight was a grappler, and those are the rounds that really wear you out. Yeah, I've had guys just hugging my legs for hours getting ready for this fight. So my conditioning is definitely going to be there, and if he does try to take me down, I'll be more than prepared for that.
You know what the one thing I've noticed, you know, and I don't want to say how old I am, but I covered UFC 1. Okay, so literally I've covered the sport longer than anybody in the country.
That's so cool.
And what I like is when I watch a fighter, whether it's his first fight, you know, we've got two guys that have more than, you know, two fights coming up. I'm not saying two for you. I'm just saying, you know, they're sitting at 58 and 54. They've been around a long time. I love when I see a guy and you've smiled more times. You know, it's like you're light. You love this.
Well, this is a part of the journey. This is what I've worked to get to. And this is still all... I love this stuff. This is what I love doing.
See, and he's smirking and smiling. I love it. It puts, you know, they call me the grouchy guy. I go to Disney World with my granddaughter. I wear the grouch shirt, and you know, I'm that guy. I'm in a good mood just watching you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. No, well, energy. It's good to have good energy fight week, and that's why I'm feeling great for this fight. You know, I'm feeling very confident. I'm good energy. I'm surrounded by good people.
I can tell.
My team, exactly.
So. They're like bobbleheads up there. It's good. Ask your typical question about after Saturday.
Well, I'm just gonna say they're there for me no matter what.
Sure.
These guys didn't even have to be here today, but they decided they wanted to be here for me. So
amazing.
We'll get that fixed after your interview. We'll fix your headset.
No, we always tend to ask. Kind of, it's one thing that people always ask us to ask you guys. What does Sunday look like for you? Win, lose, or draw, however the fight has gone for you, what are you looking forward to? What's the first thing? You know what I mean? Is it a beer? Is it a burger? Or is it a steak? Or do you not do any of that stuff?
I'm looking forward to waking up Sunday morning, and just the first thought of my mind is, I did it. Obviously, you know, I'm not a huge drinker.
Yeah.
In the past, I've made the mistake after hard fights going and drinking. But the main thing I want after a fight is to refuel. I want some water. I want some.
Yeah.
Definitely want some sweets, and I want some carbs. So,
yeah.
I have made the mistake of drinking too much after a fight. It just makes you feel like crap.
Yeah.
So,
are you constantly in shape? Is that kind of just your thing?
Yes, I own a gym back home in Jacksonville, Florida, called Elevate MMA. So I'm constantly coaching fighters. You know, I play manager for a bunch of amateurs and pros in the regional scene. So I'm around it all the time. I'm coaching it all the time. So I live a pretty active lifestyle.
How difficult is it to have all of those hats, and then now you're in fight camp? You know, now it's you. It's got to be you, but you have all these other responsibilities as well.
I've gotten used to juggling it, but also. This week, and I've made it a point, I'm being selfish. You know, if I want to do something, I'm doing it. Like, these guys are very great corners because they understand that. So they're letting me set the schedule. They're there whenever I need them. I'm said, hey, I need you here at the hotel in 10 minutes. They're there. So I'm just taking more of the selfish approach this just for these 5 days until the fight's over, and then I'll be back to helping everybody else, being the people pleaser that I am.
What do you guys do for relaxation? Do you fish at all? Do you play golf? Do you do any of that stuff?
We fish 100%. I love fishing. You know, I love playing football. But most of my time is spent inside of the gym. So whenever I'm not on the gym, it's usually a Sunday, and I spend that day just laying in bed watching the football games.
Do you think I could get maybe you guys to drive to Disney World?
Yeah,
and I'll get you on one of the boats at Disney World to fish. Does that interest you at all?
100% interests me.
Yeah. We'll get all your info. We'll get it set up. I'll get you on the boat.
I'm going to let you do that.
Well, ask Navi. When you go outside, ask Navi.
Yes, sir.
She'll tell you. My son's father-in-law is the head fishing captain at Disney World. We've sent SAP out there. We've sent a bunch of people. So, or you can come to Tampa. We'll take you bow fishing, shark fishing.
Is that where you're at?
Yeah, we're based out of Tampa, St. Pete.
Okay, very
so
cool.
That's how I knew the whole Duval. And
nice. Listen, yeah. Listen. While
I was wondering.
While I've got two Floridians in front of me, tornadoes in Fort Lauderdale, aliens in Miami, what's going on in Florida?
As long as it stays out of Tampa Bay, I don't care.
You know, I mean, Southern Florida, you know, but.
I don't watch the news, so the only thing I see of that is on Instagram, so I'm seeing, like, storms and everything else, which it doesn't surprise me. You know, it's Florida weather. He knows right. Florida weather.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Never seen anything like it.
Oh, no, it's brutal. Yeah.
8-foot aliens walking around Miami, apparently.
You know, the hurricane that hit Cape Coral and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's you know, it's definitely brutal. Well, we appreciate you stopping by.
I appreciate you guys.
We're going to hit a break. We're going to get your address. We're going to send you a care package, all you guys. Well, maybe not the Army guy, but everybody else. Some swag from 8-Man Strong, and we'll send you some stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well. And then, no, I'm serious. And like I said, you can vouch, get Nobby to vouch. If you can get to Orlando, it's such a long drive for you guys, I know. I'm sure you're going to stop off at Bucky's one way or the other, whether it's both. Yes. Or both.
Especially after the fight. That's what I should have said. If there was a Bucky's nearby, that's where I would be going.
Yes.
Those brisket sandwiches.
I was just going to say, I'm sure you've had the brisket. Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. All right, let's hit the top of the hour. When we return, more shenanigans and more UFC fighters as we come to you live, as we always do from the Apex. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
You were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town. She was red hot, I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.